This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are back for Season 5 and Season 2, Season 3, Season 4, and Season 5 have been presented by Hooters. Hooters has been a longtime supporter of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We have had a majority of our draft nights, and even last year we started the end of regular season get together to talk about what happened as the season went on, even did a group draft by league for the playoffs, and just got together and talked fantasy as the regular season came to an end for the Week 13 Monday night game. Now, as it stands right now, Hooters has asked that I not bring all of my leagues to any of their stores for a traditional draft party. That's simply due to the circumstances that we have in our world right now and here in the Tampa Bay area. So they are encouraging takeout for your draft purposes. If you are doing a private draft party or you are drafting online or via Zoom or via Skype and you need food that night for your draft that you would normally have if you were drafting at Hooters, they are encouraging you to get takeout, whether you are drafting alone, online with your friends, or having a private draft party for this season. And I'm going to follow suit until Hooters says otherwise. And look, I'm as hopeful as all of you that at some point here in the near future, I'll be able to put groups of people together in great restaurants like Hooters, and maybe by the end of, say, Week 13, we can do our regular season-ending fantasy football podcast event just like we did last year. But until then, I agree with Hooters and will follow their lead and encourage you to get your takeout for your fantasy and other football-watching purposes from any of the Hooters, the original Hooters brand, in the greater Tampa Bay area. And I thank them so much for their continued support, considering we're not really sure what we're getting into this year with this fantasy football season. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Hooters and the original Hooters brand with double-digit locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area. Remember my email. I actually haven't checked it since we premiered Season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast on Friday, July 24th. It was basically just to say hi, to say how are you, and we're back, and we're here. And I'm not going to start getting into breaking down draft boards or things yet, more general conversation right now, just sort of to reestablish the Fantasy Football Podcast. And also just to talk about other things that go into managing fantasy football leagues, some things that are important to me. And today, I was fortunate to play with three of my Todd Wright Tour golfers in an outing early this morning. And one of my players is a longtime fantasy football player, and he runs paid leagues. So that's where I'm going to go with this fantasy football podcast. Let me remind you, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. For the last 3 years, I've been responding to all emails, at least the ones that follow the rules and are tactful and somewhat intelligent giving you one-on-one advice. I don't choose to go the Twitter route and respond that way. If you have a question for me, I prefer to answer it one-on-one to you via email and maybe even start a little bit of a dialogue if I have time to engage in that particular dialogue and we're both enjoying the conversation. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Now, I'm not going to be naive and think that I've been doing the previous four seasons of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and while I've been running podcast leagues and my own personal leagues that have no money involved, none, that's the way I choose to do it. I don't play fantasy football in season-long form for money. I do play for money in DraftKings. Not a lot, but I've never lost any money in DraftKings. I think it was now, what, about 4 years ago, I threw in an initial deposit of $20. I've never had to put any more money in. I play fantasy football. I play fantasy golf. I did fantasy NASCAR for a while when I was more into NASCAR and had a little bit better understanding with the bigger name drivers that had a history on certain tracks. I like playing fantasy hockey in the playoffs. And that last year that LeBron was in Cleveland and played the Warriors in the finals, I did very well that year in certain formats in playoff NBA. So I've done okay. Nothing that I could buy a new Ford from Bill Curry Ford off of, but it's entertainment to me, and I've never had to put any more money in. But I was talking to a gentleman named Dave, loyal Todd Wright Tour player, today about fantasy football, and he was just telling me he knows some of my pet peeves of running fantasy football leagues, which, yeah, it took me 8 minutes of the first episode of season 5 to tell you to update your outdated 20th century league and get rid of the mandatory tight end position and go to a wide receiver tight end flex. One to him was, because he runs a paid league, I don't know how much it was. It's none of my business. It's none of your business. It's his business and the business of his owners. One of his pet peeves is guys who don't pay. Now, I can relate to this because the golf tournaments that I run, there have been times where I've had problems getting guys to pay. I have since done some things to basically send the message, if you don't pay, you don't play. And it's not a day of thing. I'm simply going to sell your tee time to somebody else on or around this date, and you're out of the tournament because everyone has to pre-buy into my golf tournaments. You know, it's like anything else in life. If you give people any wiggle room to back out last minute for any reason and not spend money, they might use it. And that leaves me hanging. And I've taken that out of my golf tournaments. Well, Dave has taken this out of his fantasy football league. And I asked him, well, what'd you do? And he said, well, a couple of things. He said one of his leagues awards a weekly bonus. And I've heard of these leagues. Now, actually, I'm not trying to be a choir boy here. I have played in a paid league before. I played on a last-minute invite where they were desperate for an owner who had some fantasy football experience, and I knew a handful of the owners in the league, and I said, okay, sure, I'll jump in. I didn't even know there were bonuses because they told me the entry fee was already paid by somebody, and that person had agreed to let me run their franchise for 1 year because they just they couldn't get to the draft and they didn't really have time to deal with it. They didn't want to lose their franchise. So I was basically a temporary general manager. And that owner of that franchise was very nice because at the end of the year, I won the division, lost in the semifinals to the eventual champion. She said, hey, nice job. And here's how much you won. And I said, wait a minute, you paid for the entry. You take the money. And she refused. And she said, you know, please send me your address. It's yours. Take the check. I said, okay, subtract your entry fee. She's like, no, take the check. My grandfather did raise me the right way, but he said, you know, after a while, if someone keeps offering you money, you take it. So I took it. And then I was out of the league the next year. I did my job and she got her team back. So I know about bonuses, and Dave was telling me how there was like a weekly bonus for, I think it was as simple as who scores the most points. That makes sense in a particular week, so you would earn a bonus. He basically said, if I had an owner that still hadn't paid for the season, they didn't get the bonus. And it wasn't a case of where they realize it and then they pay. It's like, nope, that bonus is gone. You don't get it. I don't know if Dave gave it to the second place team or then just rolled it over like a lottery where you roll it over or roll down, as you will. But he said, no, didn't pay, don't get a bonus. Then he said another interesting thing, which would drive me nuts, not that I would ever do this. He said, come October 1st, in leagues where people didn't pay, they couldn't add or drop. Now, if you're going to take the waiver wire away from me, I don't want to play fantasy football. That, to me, that's why I even invented the Moneyball League, which I'll try to bring back this year with some of the same and some new owners, where I only have the first pick in the draft and no other draft picks. Everybody else picks their teams. Then I look at who's left. I create an opening day roster. And then I've got to do add, drop, make trades, and everything I can to try to compete. And it's fun for me. It's frustrating as hell sometimes, but it's fun for me. So there's no way I could exist in a fantasy football universe where I didn't have the right to add or drop. So he would take that away from them come October 1st if they hadn't yet paid. And he said, you'd be surprised how quickly the money came in. Yeah, those are deadbeats. I still contend roughly 85% of men are one of three things: a douchebag, a deadbeat, or a dick. And yes, I will admit to being part of the 85%. I can be a dick when someone is a dick to me, a dick to someone I care about, or a dick to something I care about. Then, to use a poker term, sorry for the blatant nature of my comment, I will see their dick and raise my dick. That's when I become a dick. I am not a deadbeat, nor am I a douchebag. Not in my DNA. So if you are a commissioner of a fantasy football league and you deal with deadbeat owners, I'd love to hear some of the things that you do or that you feel you are thinking of doing to prevent deadbeat owners from lingering in your league. The easiest thing is to just get rid of them. Now, I know, and I know this from my golf tournaments, no names here. I've had a couple of guys, and I don't want to just get rid of them. But yeah, if they miss a deadline, they're out. That's it. They made the choice not to pay. This was the consequence. They missed this tournament. They're not banned. They didn't do anything wrong. They just didn't pay. So I know for a fantasy league, kicking a guy out for the year would be a big deal, especially if it's someone everybody knows. But after a while, right, you're just tired of it. So I get it that for those of you that run, and I would say probably a majority of leagues are involve some sort of cash. I just choose not to be in those type of leagues because I think it maintains a little bit of the integrity and the ethics of what I do here on the podcast. That every league that I run, every single one I commission, there are $0 at stake. I had a very good owner. He generally, in my personal league, BD Benny, we'll just call him that, assistant golf pro at one of the Tampa Bay area properties. He either wins the league or he finishes last. There's no in between. And he made the suggestion a year or two ago, and he said, can we everybody chip in like $20 to make it interesting? And he's like, and we'll figure out who gets what. And I said, look, I said, if you want to do that, you propose it at the draft, I'm out. Just know, I'm out. If the rest of the league wants to do something as a side bet, I have no problem with it. But I'm not going to be involved with it. Because again, I feel that's important to the integrity and the ethics of the podcast that I do. That's just how I am. That I talk to you very passionately. And granted, I do play for money on DraftKings. It's not a lot of money, but I do play because, occasionally you can get in a free DraftKings league, but Most of them, look, most of the leagues I play in on DraftKings, quarter, mini max, 50 cents, dollar, occasionally, $2, triple up, $3, that's it. And I'm not putting in 10, 20 entries like some of these people. I'm playing for the entertainment of it. As Mark Cuban would say, I want a little skin in the game. You know, the Cowboys aren't always on. So I either want to have some Vegas action on the game, which obviously is money. There's no way to play against the spread or the total or parlay without cash. I do that. All of you know that. But my fantasy, no. The leagues I commission, I keep them. I have no financial involvement. But I do think it's interesting how in cash leagues, the things that you can or must do that Dave told me about to basically kick guys in the ass who are deadbeats to get them to pay and denying them a weekly bonus or making them disqualified from winning a weekly bonus or not dropping or adding, I'd probably do it before October 1st. I might do it week two and not even advertise it. Basically, well, wait, why couldn't I get on waivers? Yeah, where's your money? And it's like, well, I'll pay, but I already missed out on getting Alvin Kamara. Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you were the last guy who didn't pay your dues. So I get it. I'm sure a lot of you deal with that. As you deal with other things, anytime you get a group of people together, and look, I've run fantasy football leagues. The Moneyball League last year was 8. We had a league. I've been in leagues with as many as 16. I didn't commission that league. The most I've ever commissioned is 14. But, I mean, my latest golf tournament was 152 players, 38 foursomes. Someone's going to do something that either I think is stupid, they know is stupid, or both. And you have to deal with that. So I get it. Feel free to email me those from a commissioner standpoint at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. All right, that's enough for the second podcast. We'll keep them coming, just various things before we get into, you know, shouting about top of the running back board, how early to take a wide receiver, you know, what you're doing with Mahomes and more and more quarterbacks that are using their legs and what their value is in both single and two quarterback leagues or in super flex leagues where you can play a second quarterback if you want. Just please get rid of the mandatory tight end this year, please. I'm not begging you. I'm telling you. Get rid of the mandatory tight end. Wide receiver, tight end, flex. You'll love it. You'll love it, or I'll give you your money back on this podcast, which, of course, is free. I think the next podcast we'll talk about how the continuing trend of too much of the fantasy content you want to make decisions on players and matchups and waivers is paid. I think we'll do that podcast next or the one after. Because I don't like that. This podcast remains free. Thanks to Hooters. Thanks to me. Thanks to JoeBucksFan.com. And thanks to all of you who continue to listen and subscribe to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.